This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Today is Blue Monday, a day that's often labelled as the toughest day of the year for our mental health. Whether you're feeling okay or not, it's a good reminder to check in with yourself and each other. Today in iRadio's group chat, we're joined by someone who's turned an extreme physical challenge into a powerful conversation around mental well-being. Basil McLeod from Mayo has just completed a 100-kilometre ultramarathon through the Sahara Desert, pushing his body and mind to the limit, all to raise funds and awareness for Mental Health Ireland. Basil, thanks so much for joining me on the show. Let's get straight into it. You've just run 100 kilometres through the Sahara Desert. How did that idea come about?
For me, it was actually listened to a podcast at work when I was working night shifts, a guy called Russ Cook. I don't know if you've heard of him. So he was the first man to run the length of Africa from the very south to the very tip. And I was thinking to myself, like, that's just such an unbelievable challenge. And I just loved the story. And I was there thinking, like, I need to do something kind of crazy, have some sort of story like that. So I came up with a different challenge myself, where I ran 4 marathons in 4 different countries over 5 days back in the summertime. And then once I had finished that, I was just kind of just a bit of a low again, kind of there was such a high of doing it. And then I wanted to do something else. So I started looking and saw this event and I said, sure, why not give it a go and see how we get on. So that's kind of where it's all come from.
And how do you even go about being so, like, training yourself to be so self-sufficient through a 100-kilometre race like that, like across the Sahara? You have to have your own food, your water, your supplies, and you have to contend with the dead heat amongst it all. How long did you have to train for?
Well, probably should have trained for a bit longer. I trained for about 3 months in total just for this. Now, I'd been doing, like, all my football training. I had done a bit of running before as well, so there was a base level there already, but probably a lot longer than 3 months is what you would really need. But I felt fairly confident going into it, and I was very quickly humbled once it got going, once I felt the heat and the soft sand. Just spending kind of long Sundays out on the road, down at the beaches back in good old Mayo, and just staying consistent. I had a plan for that 3 month block that I had, and kind of sticking to it and being consistent with it was the main thing in my opinion.
I'm from Mayo as well, so I will echo that good old Mayo when it comes to the beaches. But when it comes to structuring the actual 100 kilometres, did you have to take breaks along the way? I'm just fascinated by how someone could have that much endurance in such a difficult and complicated climate to be up against anyway.
You could take breaks along the way. I tried not to really, because I wanted to just be done. After a certain length, I was like, just let's keep moving forward here and get through it. Now, the winners of it done it in about 11 hours, and there's videos of their stoppages where they got to these life bases where you can break, and they were in and out in about 2 minutes, but about 15, 20 minutes is kind of the longest I broke for at any stage. But just kind of try to keep plowing forward. Had good running partners with me at different stages of it where I bumped into people, and just the company was huge then to keep you going.
And what was the toughest moment for you? Is there one that really sticks out when you think back as, my God, I don't know how I made through that moment? Maybe there is a few.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. Probably coming up to like marathon distance, I was really humbled by, compared to running on roads and harder sand on the beaches at home, going through soft sand in the heat, hitting that marathon distance, like I was hours over what I'd usually do it in. And then when I came up to about 60 kilometers, I was just everything just felt like it was coming crashing down. I really felt like quitting. The heat was at its peak. I was feeling emotional about different things. There was no one in sight for kilometers in front of me or behind me. I couldn't eat anything, and it was just kind of, I just felt like it was all coming crashing down. So that was probably the hardest part there, around 60 kilometres, knowing there was still a full marathon to go. Like,
but that being said, as difficult as it was, you didn't quit. You did, in fact, finish it. And what was that feeling like of pride and relief when you did make it across the finish line?
Oh, it was something else. I didn't really know what I was feeling. It's kind of hard to describe it, because I was smiling and I had just all sorts of emotions going through me. The finish line was like, really, in a weird way, kind of anticlimactic, because it's the middle of the night. You're running from 8 a.m. in the morning, and I finished at 3 a.m. and there was only three people at the finish line, which were the event organizer, a cameraman, and a medic. So like I got there and I was hugging the organizer, both for a quick picture, and then just told the medic I was okay, and that was it. Like just went in to wait for a bus. But it kind of all came back to me about 2 days later when I was recovered and rested, and just the feeling of joy then when I did start getting back to my normal self. It was unbelievable.
You chose to do this to raise funds for Mental Health Ireland. Why was that cause so important to you?
I think it's just the benefits I feel from exercising kind of consistently since I was probably about 16. I've been going to the gym consistently and playing football all my life. Got into running a bit more recently. But for me, doing it consistently, I always know that even if I don't feel like doing it, once you get it done, you feel so much better afterwards. Like often I'd have a weekend where there was a few beers consumed and you wouldn't feel like doing anything for a couple of days. And once you do, just get out and do a couple of kilometers or go to the gym for even half an hour. It doesn't have to be your best session. But if you just tell yourself, like, the results afterwards will be worth it, you always come out of there feeling a little bit better. So it's kind of pushing through that feeling of not wanting to do something, getting it done, and you know it's a good thing to do. So once it's done, it's always going to feel pretty good afterwards.
Exercise is something that's been so proven as a powerful tool in helping you with your mental health. And I know people talk about the physical strength in events like the one you did, but how big is the mental side of an ultramarathon?
Yeah, oh, it's huge. Like, and that's exactly how I tie it into the mental health as well, because you go through so many different kind of ups and downs for over such a long period of time when you're running. And it's like, for me, no matter how trained you are, you're going to feel like stopping at different points, and it's kind of a good metaphor for life, where you want to just give something up or something feels hard and you just want to just be done with it. And it's very easy to be done with it, but you kind of just keep stepping forward, and every little step it's progress towards whatever the end goal is. And once you hit that, it feels really good. It's all worth it. So that's how I kind of tied it in and made them all link up together, really.
How can people support you, whether it's by donating, sharing, or even starting conversations mental health wise?
So I'm actually posting a lot about kind of, I suppose, my running journey or a few more fitness bits now on Instagram, which I never really would have before, but I said, sure, why not? So the page on Instagram is Miles, M-I-L-E-S, number 4, and the mind. So Miles for the mind. And on there, I kind of actually made a bit of a mini documentary about the whole trip there in the Sahara. So that's something there to watch with a cup of tea if anyone's interested. And then just like interacting with the posts or sharing it around to the group chats. And then on GoFundMe as well, of course, is the fundraiser for Mental Health Ireland. So that's the same tag. So it's Miles and then the number 4, the mind. And just the link for that there is in the Instagram bio as well.
Have you any more big challenges that you're hoping to conquer in the near future?
Well, the day after I finish this, there's a local ultra in Mayo called the Wild Atlantic Ultra. It's 50 miles and they contacted me and offered me to enter that. So I said, sure, why not? We'll do that. It can't be too much worse than this. So I said yes to that. But yeah, I want to do kind of more kind of crazy things like this. And I enjoy like making little clips or videos of them as well. So sticking up on the Instagram and keep things going up there. But yeah, definitely. I'm not sure exactly what yet, but I'll do some mental things. And I always like having training partners as well. So probably will just start putting things up in my story. I don't want to join me for this tomorrow. And if people want to come out and do bits or do a mile or 20 miles, whatever you're into, people are more than welcome to join too.
I don't know. I think the Wild Atlantic Way might throw up as many challenges as the Sahara Desert. Maybe different though. Maybe it won't be as difficult. Yeah. There'll be more people at the finish line, I think, at this one. You know, and it won't be the middle of the night.
Yeah, I would hope so. And maybe slightly cooler weather, but We'll get into that.
Before I let you go, I'm actually being challenged this January on iRadio's group chat myself as a new presenter to step outside my comfort zone. I'm not planning on doing anything half as dramatic as an ultramarathon, but what advice would you have for me to get out of my comfort zone and do something that really pushes myself?
Well, I don't know what you're planning on doing, but just the word comfort zone is probably what kind of rings a bell with me. And it's when people say they're going to get out of their comfort zone and then they do something a little bit difficult and feel uncomfortable. A lot of people kind of stop at that. So probably expect it to be uncomfortable and try to be okay with it being uncomfortable, whether it's for a minute or 5 minutes. Kind of expect that feeling and embrace it when it comes. And then next time you'll do it again, you might be able to take that feeling for longer, because things never get easier as you start to get better at things. You just start training harder, I guess. So you get more used to being uncomfortable. So welcome that feeling of being uncomfortable.
That is good advice. That is good advice that I will be taking with me over the next 2 weeks for these challenges. And I thank you very much for joining me on iRadio's group chat and looking forward to chatting to you again about your next mad but brilliant idea, Basil.
Well, thank you. Thanks very much.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,